Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Thank you, Rena Stoops or Stoops. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Uti Lana Usheranati, the scripture. Thank you so much for sharing that scripture with us. Romans 12, verse 21. City, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Wow, that's powerful. And Upinde futhi wasinikeza lam a quote ephuma ku Mark, it is spend time basking in this holy light, for my face is shining upon you. Thank you so much, Rena Steps. Yeah, powerful scripture, Romans 12, verse 21. Asiye lapha ke manje ku Sithidi Munkwe ukhona ke ukuzo motivator. Sithidi, dumela.
Hi, awusibahle, okay?
Ke teng wena, okay?
Hi, ke teng ka mo ha kwa modimo ke.
Thank you so much gore o re join le mo letsatsing la ka Jake. Hey, yazi ungathi ingapheli nje I Women's Month.
Yeah,
yazi the way ngizo yeah.
Nami account and this is my second last Sunday ni nani sizamira kusuku.
Uyazi the way ngizo ubumnandi ngakhona, ngathi nje kungahlala kuyi Women's Month each and every month, but unfortunately ngeke kwenzeke lokho. Amen. I did a long time ago, Sithidi. But ngiyabonga ukuthi uphinde futhi usikhumbuze, because angithi zikhona ezinye izinto ezenzakalayo ezimpilweni zethu, and uthola ukuthi siyayisola, uthola ukuthi you know, yeah, siyayicondema, senza konke lokhu, kodwa ngizokhumbula ukuthi each and every day lapho before ngilala khona ngikhumbula ukuthi bekwenzakalani namhlanje empilweni yami, uyabona, and then ngiphinde futhi ngiyixolele.
Yes, because forgiveness is not a once-off thing. In terms of what we understand, it's a process. It's an ongoing process, because we are thinking that must peel out in order to self-reflect. Yeah, but no, but so long as we are peeling about this, we have to remember. So, what's important is that we can reflect. We can forgive. No love, abagunzagat. And always remembering that in forgiveness, it's not about the other person, it's about you. Ma forgive is release when or release is soul from the prison. And then in kind of things, Lena, if forgiveness, as you understand it, when I'm sure between if forgiveness and tolerance. Yeah, but ma the relationship. Tolerate over a punching bag, your mind, whether emotionally or physically. Then, mother boy, at only for uncle and shyly for years and years. That is not forgiveness. That is searching for mediocrity. That is lack of self love. Mostly, loving your community, and then, umuntu oyoko azikufuna aqindezela akhulumeke mawuyokubuyela kuye akusi forgiveness. You are settling, and uNkulunkulu akasifuni sisettle. uNkulunkulu ufuna siphile kamnandi, sibe nokuthula. Uyabona bahle. So enye futhi ethi fanele si-understand ukuthi i-forgiveness doesn't mean there should be reconciliation. Umuntu makakubonisile ukuthi uyinhlobo yini yepende, makabuya empilweni yakho or afuna ukubuya, just because umforgivile doesn't mean ukuthi kufanele ubuyelene naye. Whether that is your ex-husband, umngani, or a family member, mthande from a distance, mforgive kodwa ungamsondezi phambi kwakho. Lana phela angisakhulumi nge-relationship yomuntu nomamakhe. No, it's something different. Angithi ma unenkinga nomamakho ungamgculeli, ngoba uyakuzala lo muntu. Ngikhuluma ngabantu abangakuzali, abantu ekuzuthi they don't have to be in your life. Umuntu onjalo okuthothile ukuthi kuhlungu makuwuthi osomblokile kuma-social media, myeke lapho, ungamamblokhi because ngiforgiven. Kahle kahle there's no need bahle yokuthi ubuyele kuye uthi I have forgiven you. Mforgive umthande from a distance. So when you have read in your diary, you know what is it that I have to forgive. And umbize because you know that I have forgiven.
Yeah.
If then you are forgiven, then you can accept the word. In marketing, AMOPM is prison love. You have it in negative. And I get a moment of a question or associate a brand like Nam. You have your pulpit, then you have a spoon who is associated with city monk because in marketing, like in anger, in resentment, in a bond.
True.
But because in marketing, Nam. Iyabonisa ukuthi lo muntu ongile eyintweni wafogiva manje ufuna abanye abantu baphole bafunde from ama-experience wakhe. Akabhalanga incwadi because uspita abantu abamzisa ubuhlungu kodwa ubhale incwadi ukuthi abezemva kwakhe baphole bafunde. That is why even my book, mina the first 9 chapters, zikhuluma izinto ezimnandi nge-relationship yami with my ex-fiance. I mean, Basha, it's story time, it's my book, I'm the author. I could have summarized the good things in one chapter. I could have done that. Yeah, but that's all 9 chapters as in 9, that's in a way. You understand?
Wow.
But if there is another 9, I was just going to summarize the 9 things, then the rest of the book. Either based on his into as in as well. But because in a community, he gave me the best 4 years of my life. So somewhere you buy a log because he called it. Yeah, well. And when you want all that from the night, 85 Timothy, I thought with him, what is it that you have to forgive? Mina, I had to forgive my ex. I regard my ex as my ex. Because he has a boy, Mambonisa Amaun, Amanabawam. And wawathatha lamanqeba wawanesa wathatha isavlon wawadresa wathatha i-ointment wawagcobisa wathatha amabhandeji wawabopha wafaka isibeleto. Every single day awa-check ukuthi ayaphola ayanjani amawuni aloko awadresa njalo yabo. For 4 years he took care of those wounds. Ngeza nami ukuthi no lamawuni hhayi ukuthi ayaphola but awomile yabo. Ithamaka wabona ukuthi awomile wakhipha amabhandeji. Then he came back from prison. Lena le nurse, the girl nurse, the doctor cut her some appendage. Wafuna na nale, yabona umuntu okunesayo bahle. Nanoma ungayibuya after 5 years, inesi yakho hayi inesi enje. Uzokhumbula ukuthi ubahle wayilimele la nalana la. Angeke imeleshi ma ukhumula uzowabona amawuni. Angeke azakana belimele kuphi. Iyangandisenda le bahle. And then, uyalazi nale ngoba leli beyithi ma kafaka isavula ujambe.
Yeah.
Uyandisenda leli beli sensitive kakhulu. Yes? So now, wafuna na nale la nyeba le yi azi wuti be iti maga fagi savlon yi chan yi le yi sensei ti kini yi azi wuti nga fugu meza emo ye ni mungu eslita wati nige ni fugu meza na ame ya bon wafati kere wa shaba that wound yi le ema fugu kusugu nyeswa ye yi wako bati awantaba yi mele pa yi maza bani wati muti nami yi mele yi nga wama nyeba anga rapoli wafanila pole yi nga mkwaza fane na ame. Yeah, but so then kuthaza wena ekhaya ukuthi umuntu olimele uyakulimaza. Umuntu bakakulimaza, it's not about you. Ikuye. Unama internal things adibana ukuthi ubone ukuthi akakulimaze nisifane.
Uyabona?
So ungena kwi-relationship nomuntu ngoba bekuyinesi yakho wazi amanceba wakho. Uyazi ukuthi ungena naye kanje emshadweni uke wareja umalume. Ungena naye emshadweni ubuya ku-poverty. Mhlawumbe bengasebenzi, mhlawumbe nje awukhulanga kamnandi, nuba unabazali. Ubehlaba wona lawo mawini. La uta kumbu ukuthi you are nothing uyayibona. And then this is yakwata mina ngakwata ngaba bitter ngathi why is this person doing this to me ngoba mina I allowed myself ukuthi ngibe vulnerable kuye but now uthathi advantage ngokuthi waza amawomi uhamba tshela abantu ukuthi hayi noma muthi return soldier ukhulo umshado uzaphila njani nami. Balalela balalelayo badiliva ababhelivayo ukuthi no she's a psychopath abakwazi ukuphatha abantu besilisa. Yingakho muthi mina la singakwazi ukuphilisana atshela zatshele nabantu bebathanda nawo amantombazana ukuthi hayi she's a return soldier. The only reason nje mina ngihleli na is because she was there for me when nobody else was. You understand? So uyigwaba khona la azi khona ukuthi yi-sensitive khona. But I was bitter. You know the reason I'm sharing this with you? What Abalaleli Akai? But understand with forgiveness, it's not a smooth process. It's a very painful process. Our very own, oh, I am disciplined and forgive. You have to go through our emotions and allow to go through those emotions because it partially can only humble if you feel the forgive. Yeah, but I'm born that resent, I'm not even, I'm resent, not an anger. Then I realized, you know, I am becoming a danger to myself. Because I am resenting this person. I'm holding on to the pain, to the anger, to the hatred. I was a dead woman working. But I am glad that I allowed myself to die. Because for me, that to happen, there must be death.
Amen.
So God came for me. Because if some of them gather, I'm a weak lawyer. Then God came for me. Unkulunkulu was not under my watch. What Unkulunkulu said, mina I heard conversations that you didn't hear. Ngabonile nalama meetings wachitha. Wathi naye lo ohamba ospread it izinto ezingekho right now. Ngibona ukuthi mina ngezela mlandla. Yebo baba. Weza nehole yecotton wool Unkulunkulu. Wathi yabona manje ngisa nehole yecotton wool. Angiqali lapha kuma nqoba lawaya. Ngiqala ngalapha nale gazi leli abayibhekile abahleka ngayo ukuthi yo ningambona ahamba ngamashini yabulida. Asasifune negazi. Sisifihlela nalaba bese bababizile bathi zanizobona ithini yabulinda wathi asifihle negazi sisifule ikhothinguli yezulu ya-abuzela igazi wathi before siya kula manqeba sifule igazi ukuthi nalaba bebabizene bazolwa bacabane athi mosi wena isawuthini mosi yabulinda lithi igazi angiboni hhayi wena ithanda manga mhlawumbe mandekadla ama-chip wangcolisa i-tomato sauce umhlangano waphela ama-society inkosi le bebaphuza ngayo ibaphuzi bayiphuza ngegama lami yabanda kwaphela ubuhlobo baphela because bebahlangane ngami naloya bekahamba akhuluma ngami uNkulunkulu wathi uNkulunkulu encwadini kaJobe uthi I will restore everything that is lost.
Amen.
uNkulunkulu warestora i-dignity yami uNkulunkulu warestora i-relationship yami naye Maybe I never had a relationship with Mdana. Maybe you won't provide, but you forgive in advance so that no one's ever love when you are at peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You have forgiven. So, Kola, Kola Lumundu, Unkulunkulu, we are a professor because China, she ends up under my nest. He says, I'm the Lord of the brokenhearted and I bandage their wounds. Unkulunkulu is very close to the brokenhearted.
Amen.
Because his spirit resides within us. Our bodies are residents of the spirit. So now, I never have a phone over to in hatred, in anger, in resentment, in depression. Don't get us into the negative. Video are my neighbors with spirit psych.
Sisitidi, what a motivation. Yo, siyabonga, yazi amazwi okuphila lawa. And ngithanda la usho khona uthi don't settle for less. Ngobani ngoba wena ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ausiena na noma ubani.
Yes.
Yes,
when you were bought again, you can see that change.
Yes, ngivamise ukusho ukuthi uma uyithanda. Moyithanda ngithi uyenza show ukuthi uyageza. Wenza show ukuthi uba clean, wenza show ukuthi uyabonakala and ngeke uyihlukumeze like mhlambe uthathe ama izinto owaziyo ukuthi uma uyidla lento izogulisa o uthathe umese uyihlabe ngawo o uyibuke ku emira uyishaye ngempama o ukhulume amazwi abuhlungu kuwena. Or we treat the gabi. No ways. Ngoba uyayithanda. So why should you allow someone ukuthi akutreate ngendlela okuwukuthi wena ngeke uyivumele ukuthi uyitreate ngayo? Sisitidi, sure. Thank you so much. Isikhathi sami yabona nje manje uma senza kanje ayi.
Amen.
Kwenje bamthola kuphi sisithini?
Uthini khona ku Facebook uthini Monke? Then une Facebook page ebizwa iPrison Love. Ukhona ku Instagram uthini _ Monke. Ukhona ku Twitter @charismaticpm. Ukhona ku WhatsApp ku 066 172 6715.
Thank you so much. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. Nangomhlabeleli la sisithidi, uyazi uthini? Uthi baba bathethelele ngoba abakwazi lokho abakwenzayo. So nathi ukuze sixolele, asiqale nje ngalawo magama sithi, hey, uyazi uyenzile lento lo muntu kodwa akayazi lento ayenzayo. So yebo, angimlethe kubaba ukuze ke ayenzeni, amxolele, amthethelele.
Njengoba uNkulunkulu asho ku-Ephesians 4 nakuMateyu 6 ukuthi sicolelane.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you, sister. Bye.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339 or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.